today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What does it take for people to come together? What does it take for a team to come together? What does it take for a company to come together to empower its staff and serve its clients? What will it take for school systems across the country to come together and put the education of children first? What will it take for believers in Christ to come together and witness to the world that He loves them and gave His life for them? The answer, having all things in common. In Acts chapter 2, verse 44, it is written, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common." As a result of this action of the early church, the gospel spread, people's needs were met, examples were set, lives were saved, and the church grew tremendously. How did they accomplish this? They had one vision, one purpose, and one goal. They had made up in their minds that the needs of others would be met through what they had. They did not kick the can down the road when it came to helping others. They did not say, "I would, but." They did not say, "Wait until I get." They did not say, "I only have enough for myself and my family." They took what they had and shared it. They were the church in action and deed. All things in common does not mean that they lived in communes or pooled and redistributed everything equally, but they held their own possessions lightly, ready to use them at any moment as a need arose. That's what it takes for people to come together. That's what it takes for believers to change the world. You and I must be on alert to assist with meeting the legitimate needs of others. We must see this through a lens that views the life of others as important and necessary to accomplish the mission of witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. You are the one who can change the world by reaching out and helping others in need. You are the one who can change the world by stewarding what God has blessed you with so you can assist when and where help is needed. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, it is written, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." This is the result of believers having all things in common. Try it today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.